president. They are new faces. And I wonder how God has arranged it, that this should be the choir that will minister tonight. God has a way of doing these things. His name forever be praised in the name of Jesus Christ. You recall on Sunday, I did announce that in view of government's directive, that there should be curfew that is still on in Delta State as a result of COVID-19, that movement should be restricted in the night. I announced that we should not be expecting crowds in our quarterly all night today. I was even thinking it was going to be me and my chaplain assistant and baby mama and then my secretary who is in campus here. I'm so glad that you were able to come. And that his purpose, his intent, his plan, for which he has made it possible for us to be here tonight, will never be thwarted in the name of Jesus Christ. Jehovah, who arranged it that you should be here this night to be part of this wonderful experience in his presence, he will show up in your life and he will grant you your expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. And for those who are joining us back at home, watching via our website or through Facebook accounts or whatever platform through which you are able to launch into us tonight, internet has made it possible for us to connect wherever we are. And so for the fact that you are part of this experience tonight, in the course of these corporate prayers, the Lord will also meet you at your point of need in the name of Jesus Christ. You recall that the message I'm preaching tonight and the prayer points we shall raise were already posted on our platform this afternoon. And so it's already there for us to see and to watch and for us to pray together. And I'm aware that some of us have already gone through, but that will not stop me from sharing what the Lord laid in my heart with you live before we take the prayer point. Even if it is 1 hour we spent with the Lord tonight, heaven will take record of it, and it will grant us our yearnings and our expectations in the name of Jesus Christ. To look at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ during his public ministry, you discover at a good number of times either Jesus and his disciples withdrew to a mountain side to spend the night. Or occasionally, he will personally withdraw from the disciples and spend the night with the Lord. And that underscores the importance of all night prayers. It was a regular routine for the Lord. And we've come to discover over time that the battles in the realm of the spirit are better fought on our knees, especially at night. So you're coming here tonight and you're connecting to us via your phone, your TV, your tablet. It's not by accident. One thing that is sure in my heart is the fact that the Lord is out to reach out to somebody. A word from the Lord can change your story. And I know the Lord will do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And for this wonderful, specially arranged members of this all night, you are here to meet with God. A word from Him can change your story. And that word you will receive in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm not hearing your amen as if you meant it. The Lord will do it in the name of Jesus. For our scripture, we are reading from the book of Judges, chapter 3. We'll be reading verse 1 to 2. Judges, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Scripture says, "Now these are the nations which the Lord left, that He might test Israel by them." That is, all who had not known any of the wars in Canaan. This was only so that the generations of children of Israel might be taught to know war. At least those who had not formerly known it. And by the way, while commending those of us who are here and commending those watching by their phones and tablets, I must not underestimate or fail to appreciate the effort of the media units of the chapel that has made it possible. I want to salute your effort. I want to appreciate your sagacity and your commitment to ensuring that will continue on this platform. And I know you will not miss your reward in the name of Jesus Christ. The topic the Lord laid in my heart, specifically for the month of March. If you recall, on the first day of March 2021, when we gathered here to pray, I did say that the Lord says, this month is a month of prayers. It's a month of fighting battles in the realm of the spirit. It's a month of concerted prayer. That's now I should tell you most of the time. But when I in the morning or the evening, I come to the office. I do not come here to watch TV. Each time I come to the office, once I am alone, it's a time to meet with my Father and to call upon Him for various purposes. And so while I was praying and asking God, "God, what will you have me say to your children as we gather for this quarterly meeting? The first for the year 2021 for that matter," the Lord laid it in my heart. "Speak to my children and tell them they have a battle to win." And so I have decided to caption it, "Winning the Battles of Life." Winning the Battles of Life. Now, the passage we read, it looks funny, but it is real. The Lord said, Judges chapter 3 verse 1 to 2, "Here is the list of the nations the Lord left in the land to test the new generation of Israel who had not experienced the war of Canaan. For God wanted to give opportunity to the youth of Israel to exercise faith and obedience in conquering their enemy." I suppose that this is likely to be one of the reasons why the war prowess of the nation of Israel remained prominent till today. It is said that the best security you can think about in life is in Israel. For those who have the privilege to be there, one of the things you will discover when you travel to Israel is the fact that as soon as their young ones graduate from the secondary school, they will go on youth service. And the youth service is military training. And so when you go through the streets of Israel, You will see young boys and girls with ammunition walking the streets to ensure that there is peace. That is their youth service. And as I was reading this passage, I discovered that this is probably what God was saying in that passage. That when the children of Israel had conquered the land of Israel, prior to their coming, you know, there were nations that were occupying the land of Canaan. And the Lord, through leaders that he raised for the nation, plundered several of those nations. But in the passage where the Bible said, the Lord deliberately left some of the enemies, some of the occupants of the land to remain there. And the question was, why would God allow them to remain? And the Bible also answered it rightly, that the reason was because God wanted some of them to be there so that the war can continue. So that those who will grow up thereafter will not sit down idle. They will have some war to fight. That's the literal interpretation of that text. God left the remnant to be there so that they can give Israel trouble. I don't know if somebody is following me. God deliberately is emphatic in the passage. He deliberately left them. Say, I will not wipe all of these enemies off the land. I will leave some so that the young ones who were not part of the battles of Jericho, who did not fight for Ai, who did not fight Moabites, who did not fight the Jebusites, who did not fight the Amalekites, will have war to fight when they grow up. They will not just enter the land and say, hey, thank God, our fathers have fought for us, then let's rest. No! God said, I want them to be trained in the rudiments of war, so they can continue the stead of where their father left off. No wonder it is said that if there be any nation in the world that has fought a number of wars over and over again, it is the nation of Israel. And the war has not ended. They are still fighting till today. What does that presuppose to us? It goes to show that life in itself is battle. When a child is born, what is the evidence to show that the child is alive? Eh? The child will cry, if the child doesn't cry at birth, what happens? The parents, the doctors, nurses, they will be running up and down because they want the child to cry. The question now is, why should it be cry that will erase the coming of a child? It should have been laughter now. The child will have laughed and said, hey, don't worry, the child is alive. But it begins with cry, which goes to show that the coming of the child, right from the day of birth, a battle has started. The child has just changed environment from a comfort zone to a discomfort zone. Nobody taught the child to cry. Spontaneously upon birth, the child began to cry. And I remember in the village in those days, when the woman gave birth to a child, and the child is not crying immediately, they spank the child. They use something to hit the child so that the child can cry. It goes to show that the battle has just started. And this battle will continue through life until death. Even on the day of death, one of the things that will happen before the person will die is what? Struggle. I don't know if I'm communicating this night. The person will have to struggle. You have been in a place where someone died. They will struggle and struggle until when finally the last breath is gone, the struggle ends. So, from cradle to grave is all battle. And I'll preach somewhere and I said, if you are going through life and things are not difficult for you, it is an indication that you don't have a star. If you have a star on your forehead, you are going to meet with troubles. But the good news which the Lord has brought our way tonight is the fact that God has said every of those battles we will win. You didn't hear my prayer. I said the Lord has said that in every of those battles we shall surely win. And winning will continue to win in the name of Jesus Christ. Israel has fought on the count over 56 wars. I'm not saying battles, I say war. The battles are uncountable. But in all of this war, Israel remained intact. The Midianites came, they plundered the nation. Israel remained intact. The crusaders came, they fought Israel. Israel remained intact. Muslims came, they fought. Israel remained intact. At the time, Nigeria, during the regime of Babangida, we have to go and hire mercenaries from Israel to come and defend us. It's as good as that. Small nation. I said it here. The population of Israel as a country is not up to the population of Delta State. The land space, the land mass of Israel is not as big as the land mass of Delta State. Yet, let the whole world gather upon all the missiles, upon all the war from the Muslim world, from Palestine, from Iraq, from just name it. In spite of all the attacks, Israel remained intact. In fact, if you travel to Israel today when they say there is war in Gaza Street, they are fighting. Go to Israel. Everywhere is calm and peaceful. People are going about their business. When we watch on TV, you will think the place must have been devastated. It's a lie. The country remained intact. Winning the battles of life. The more they fought Israel, the more Israel remained stronger. You are the Israel of today. You didn't hear me. I say you are the Israel of today. And I pray for you tonight that every raging battle that the enemy is launching against you, those of us who are here in church tonight and those who are watching me online, may Jehovah give you victory in the name of Jesus Christ. May God give you victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Winning the battles of life. There is a number of points I want to underscore tonight. I said in my work that you not allow, you don't think that you are going to go through life with ease. Life is full of battles and challenges. And there is a battle that is assigned to every man who carries a star on his forehead. You can't avoid that battle. Jesus himself, who is God, when he came to planet Earth, he fought battle. It was battle that took him to the cross. It was battle that took him to the grave. But the good news is that on the third day, he rose from that battle. And he gave victory to the church. There's a song we used to sing in those days. Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. He gave us victory. That's what we're celebrating at Easter, a few weeks from now. But let's leave that one aside now. The battle between Goliath and David became a stepping stone for David's greatness and enthronement. Ladies and gentlemen, if there had not been a Goliath, there wouldn't have been a renowned David. It was because there was a Goliath to kill. That was why the fame of David became manifest. When David killed Goliath, the women sang, Saul killed 1,000. David has killed 10,000. Just simply because of Goliath. That was where the fame of Goliath, of David, became prominent. So without Goliath, there would have been no David. The good thing about the battles of the believer is that we already know the outcome of the battle. Hallelujah. And before we ever go into the battle, we know that victory is sure. This is because Christ has already overcome and he has given us victory. John chapter 16 verse 33, the word of God says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That's the word of the Lord there. As long as you are still in flesh and blood, there are dozens of battles you must fight on a daily basis. But with the coat of supernatural power of God hanging over our life, all such battles will become a walkover. I cannot hear your amen. All such battles, they are already walkover because God has already won the battle. But you have to go through it like the children of Israel in Judges chapter 3. So that you can appreciate it. I was preaching somewhere and I told the people, if you are not hungry, you don't appreciate food. When you are hungry, hungry don't beat you well. When you see food there, the way you go descend on the food is a day unique. That is because hunger day the better. So if you are full and you eat, you don't enjoy the food as much as you will enjoy it when you are hungry. It is when you go through battle, go through difficult moments, go through terrible situations, that we appreciate the goodness of God the more. Those who have gone through sickness, when they become well, say, God, you are faithful, you are mighty, you are glorious, you are excellent. Those who have spent time to wait on the Lord before their baby eventually comes, when the baby comes, they cherish that baby all the more. Those who had reasons to wait on God for one thing or the other for a long time, when God eventually gives them the miracle, they have every reason to appreciate God the more. Isaac was a case in view. Ishmael was already there. But when Isaac eventually came, the way Abraham valued Isaac, he did not value Ishmael like that. Because there was a period of waiting. Tonight, the Lord will have this say to someone, you may have been waiting, you may have been tarrying, you may have been expectant, you may have prayed, you may have yearned, you may have done all you can to get your expectation. It may not have come, but tonight, the God who gives victory in battle will give you victory in the name of Jesus Christ. The God who answers prayer will answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. For those of us who are students, who came to let us university, Abraka, and you are in a battle. There are going to be lecturers who stop in trade is to make life miserable and difficult for you. There are some who will threaten you and think you are not going to graduate. There are occasions where you will be reading and you ask yourself, why am I not understanding what I'm reading? There are occasions when you are preparing to write the exam, it's as if the head is blank. You wonder, am I going to graduate? This course I'm choosing, have I made a mistake? But I have good news for you. Because there is God who is ahead of you. Before you came to Delsu, the God who made your admission possible, because that same year some other persons applied and they could not be admitted, that God will grant you speed and you will conquer and you will live here with your sound result in the name of Jesus Christ. God does not have a battle he loses. He has never lost any battle. He is a winner God. A winner God cannot give birth to a loser child. A winner God will give birth to a winner child. And you are a winner child. And I pray for you tonight. You will surely win in the name of Jesus Christ. And someone watching online right now, you wonder, you ask yourself, I've prayed about this thing time and over again. It's as if God is not able to do it. It is as if heaven is saying, no, it is not possible. But one of the scriptures I cherish so much, Matthew 10:27, one of God says, with God, nothing is impossible. He makes all things possible in his time. That same God will turn things around for your good in the name of Jesus Christ. He will cause you to have reason to jubilate and celebrate his faithfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. This battle, one of the good things about it is you are not going through it alone. God is going through the battle with you. I often say this, that if he sends one on errand, he go with that person. He doesn't send you an errand and wait at home. When I call Pastor Robinson, come, go to Eku, go and do this thing for me. I will remain here in Abraka and wait for results. But in the case of God, when he says, Pastor Robinson, go to Eku, he will go ahead of Pastor Robinson. Before you get there, he's already there. Hallelujah. Because God that you are serving is a winner God. You will be a winner man in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you will be a winner man in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, most of the battle we fight in life is a battle of the mind. The battle takes place in our mind. Oftentimes, you hear something tell you that like, you say you will succeed. Many have gone through the experience before they fail. This course is very difficult. You can't pass it. People have failed before and you are going to fail. This marriage, you won't make it. Those who are against you are too many. This sickness, you can't survive it. Not many people have been able to survive it before. In this family, they have never been millionaires. You think you can change it? Life is becoming more and more difficult. That message of impossibility always prevails in our hearts. That's why we say the battle is in the mind. Ladies and gentlemen, the day David faced Goliath, it wasn't just a simple thing. Because when David came before Goliath and he saw Goliath taunting, boasting, it was not just David just here as a little child. It's a small boy, I'm going to kill him. It was possible that the message was registered in his heart. Say, well, you know what you want to do? You want to take your life play? This man has been fighting from youth. He will grind you to pieces. Your brothers who are professionals, who were trained in the rudiments of fighting war, they are jittery before him. They are threatened. Do you know what you want to do, so? You want to use your life, make sacrifice. Those messages were coming, but David suppressed those messages. His brothers even came physically and they don't see you. Come on, get away from here. He said, I'm the place that children play around with them for you. Oh, he's a dead boy. But somebody, something was saying to David, I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God by my side, by my side. By my side, by my side.
By my side, by my side.
And that is one of the secrets I want to teach us tonight. When the enemy comes with suggestions that tend to make you feel it won't be possible, you suppress the voice of the devil. You deactivate the messages of the devil and activate the messages of God. The Bible knows that you will be weak. And he said, let the weak say, I am strong. The Bible knows that you will be poor. That was why he said, let the poor say, I am rich. The reason is, it is what you confess that works for you. The battle of the mind is loose even before we start. If you say, no, I am finished, they will place a stamp on it, you are finished. But if you say to yourself, it is possible, I am getting out of this place, I'm succeeding in this project, I will have my own baby, this hand will carry my child, I came to Delso with empty hand, I'm going with a certificate. I didn't come here to go back empty hand. I didn't come here to make up the number. I didn't come here to while away my time. I have a vision. I have a mission. And I want it accomplished. If that mindset is strong in you, I can assure you, you have already won the battle before it started. And that's the message the Lord has sent me to you tonight. Have a positive mind about what you are desiring. Let your mind be strong about it that God can make it possible. If he did it before, he can do it again. David said, you came to me with spear and arrow. I come to you in the name of the Lord. In the name of God of Israel, I will give your carcass to the birds of the air. David took that sting, that sling, and the stone, slung it into the forehead of Goliath. That huge man fell flat to the ground, and that was how Israel conquered. I pray for somebody tonight. Every Goliath that tends to stand on your way of progress and success, that is saying, it will taunt your life, it will threaten your life, it will intimidate you, it will frustrate you, it will impede you, it will stop you from getting there. As you have that amen, receive the battle axe to overcome that Goliath in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, receive the battle axe to overcome that Goliath in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you must train your mind to develop that perception of, I can make it. One of the songs I like so much is this song. I know that I can make it. I know that I can make it.
No matter what,
make all my way. My life is in your hands. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid.
Joy comes in the morning.
Troublemen don't last forever. And if your heart is broken, just lift your head and say, I know that God can make it.
Oh yes.
I know that God can make it. No matter what, let go my way.
My life is in your hands.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5.
Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What did the Bible call it? Stronghold. Egaga. Egba. Powers. There are powers that are contending with our lives on a daily basis. When you wake up in the morning, some people who say good morning to you, deep down in their mind, if you don't open your eyes to see the good that is in the morning, you will be surprised. Deep down in their heart, they are saying, so Pastor Robbins can still wake up again today. When I thought he will not wake again, so he still wake up. When they see you travel, and you return from your journey, when they are saying welcome, they are saying deep down in their, this woman, when I just said go die for the accident, so he still come back again, he don't die. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. There are men who do not want you to see the next day. There are powers that want to ensure that you are annihilated. There are forces that desire to see you end. Even the one you think you are managing your life, some are saying, this girl, they enjoy too much, oh. This boy is enjoying too much, oh. They hate you. But David will say, God has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God has anointed my head with oil. My cup overflowed. I pray from this altar tonight. Jehovah will anoint your head with oil. Your cup will overflow in the name of Jesus. I say your cup will overflow in the name of Jesus. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. The more they want to suppress you, the more you will make progress. The more they want to intimidate you, the more you will excel. If I am praying for you, we say better in his presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can you put your hand on your chest and say, I refuse to travel in the valley of the shadow of shame and disgrace. I refuse to travel in the valley of the shadow of shame and disgrace. Every negative thought that has dominated my life, I command them to expire by fire. That's the battle. And the Lord will have you say to someone tonight, you are already on the winning side. You didn't hear that. I said you are already on the winning side. I sense in my spirit that God is saying, I am interested in this matter. I can hear God say it, I am interested in this matter. I have come to show my glory through your matter. I can hear God say, your matter is my matter.
And because your matter is my matter, I am interested in the matter. You know, when lawyers hear about some cases, they will say, I am interested in this case. I have interest in this case. The reason the lawyer says I have interest is because he sees prospects of victory in the case. The Lord is interested in somebody's case tonight. And because the Lord is interested in your case, you know that victory is guaranteed for you in the name of Jesus. I said you know that victory is guaranteed for you in the name of Jesus. Because God has never lost a battle, you will not lose your battle. Because God is always victorious, you will be victorious in this battle. Because God has always conquered, you will conquer in this battle. If I am praying for you, you say it better. Amen. I hear the Lord say to somebody, every giant in different fields and in different manifestation that is showing up to cause you to be intimidated, that is challenging your destiny, that is saying you can't make it, you can't be what God has said you will be, as you holler, amen, that giant dies from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I said that giant dies from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. When Goliath died, there was peace in Israel. That Goliath will die from your life. And you will be victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through the death he might destroy him that had the power of death, and that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. What that passage is saying is, God, scripture tells us that when Jesus died on that cross and he was buried, he went to Hades and collected the key of death. And he said to the devil, devil, you become powerless. I have rendered you useless. There is a song we used to sing. I can't remember the whole of the song, but I know we, our church, the choir used to sing it. In those days, you see, ooh, ooh, oganga wero, ooh, ooh, obi wero, ooh, ooh, oganga wero, ooh, ooh, obi wero. Is challenging death, and he was asking that death, where is your power now? Because Jesus, by virtue of his death on the cross, the Bible says he descended to the lowest hell and took the authority of death, and that was how he was able to raise from the dead. And having raised from the dead, he has given you assurance of overcoming every strange battles of death that the devil may have positioned on your way. I don't know the negative confession. I don't know the message that has been sent to you. Say, hey, in 2021, you can't cross it. Oh, there is pandemic. There is death everywhere. Oh, without vaccine, you can't survive it. Therefore, the evidence of death is palpable everywhere. And then you become intimidated and afraid. You become anxious and have a level of high anxiety in your heart. But the Lord says, I should announce to you, that death is already conquered in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus has conquered that death in the name of Jesus Christ. You know what? There are some persons Satan has commissioned himself to say, I will destroy this one. I will kill this one. I will finish this one. I will annihilate this one. There was a gory story I heard about a young man who went to school to read medicine, graduated, finished. He was going home rejoicing that he has finished at last, to celebrate with the family, to rejoice and show his certificate to his parents and say, at last, I am done with studies. He traveled just few kilometers to get to his place, the place he was going. He died. All the years there was an accident and he died. All the years that he spent in his training ended abruptly without using the certificate. Somebody say error. That kind of error will never be associated with your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I think we'll never be associated with your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who prevent the gallows of death and they mention your name, into, they will walk into their death in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says the one who dig a pit will fall into it. The one who breaks the earth, the serpent will bite. Anyone who prepares the gallows of death and mention your name into it, as the servant of Jehovah, I command that person to carry his own load in the name of Jesus Christ. I take that load off you and I give it to that person in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will cause the person to carry that load in the name of Jesus Christ. It may look like that body, that battle will not go over you. It may look like, oh, this situation is intimidating. Deliverance will look not very close. Oh, we are almost at the verge of losing this war. But the Lord says, I should announce to you, victory is already on your side. I said, victory is already on your side. When Satan plans your destruction, Jesus is planning your upliftment. When the devil thought he's getting over with you, God is saying it's your starting point. And so it shall be for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Sicknesses, pain, failure in your health, Jesus has already conquered them for you. And victory will be established in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. Isaiah 53 verse 5. The word of the Lord says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That load, that weight of sickness and affliction is not your portion. The person who holds that load will carry it in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, the owner will carry his load in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be my head, anything with Satan, don't plan, don't be my head. Hallelujah. Anything with Satan, they plan, don't be my head. Hallelujah.
Don't be my head.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be my head.
Of sickness, the yoke of pain, deteriorating health, broken promises, broken assurance that made the world to give you a name that God did not give to you. By the allowing of your amen, Jehovah will destroy them from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I will say, every tree that is not planted by my Father must be uprooted. Every tree that God did not plant in your life, that the word they have planted upon you, every name God did not give to you, that the word they have given to you, when they see you, they identify you with that name and say, hey, look out, look out. And yet he says he's going to church. And yet say he is having God. Where is the God in his life now? Your miracle will close their mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. God will cause them to eat their word in the name of Jesus Christ. I preached here sometime ago and I said it. The same people who told Blind Bartimaeus to keep quiet, when Jesus eventually showed up in the life of Bartimaeus, they were the people that told Bartimaeus, cheer up, he is calling you. The same people who said, keep quiet, he didn't come because of you. You are making my life embarrassing. Keep quiet. the story changed. When the record started playing on the other side, the same people say, he's calling you. They were the ones that ushered Bartimaeus to the presence of Jesus. I pray from this altar tonight. The same people who said it's all over for you, who thought there is no hope for you again, who are greeting you up and say your own case is closed,
God will cause them to eat their word in the name of Jesus Christ.
You that is hearing the sound of my voice there, who continue to ask yourself, why me? Why me? Why me? God, why have you left me behind? Why have you abandoned me? Why are you not listening to my calls? Why are you not answering me? The Lord says, I should say to you, man, timing is not my timing. A day in my eyes is like 1,000 years in the sight of man. And 1,000 years in the sight of man is like a day in my eye. If I say it, I will do it. I am a promise keeper, not a promise breaker. I can't make a promise, I will not keep it. Therefore, I decree by faith that every promise the Lord has made for you, as you holler amen, they will come to fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ. I said they will come to fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ. They will come to fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ. The storm may be raging, there is no doubt about it. But in the midst of the storm, when Jesus shows up, the story changes. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 39. We'll pray shortly. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 39. That same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in a ship. And there were also with him other little ship. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the wave beat into the ship, so that it was full. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Ladies and gentlemen, the storm came because the devil knew that Jesus was already tired. The devil knew that Jesus is going to rest is an opportunity to wreak havoc. It's an opportunity to destroy. How be it that the boat capsized that night? They would have said, I wait till they find I see. You know, teach from morning till night, you don't go rest. You see him now? He don't tire and I don't sleep. All the disciples don't die for inside river. Where is your message? Where is your message now? What did they do? I never beat you. Those who have been the messages from the enemy. But because Jesus was in the boat where Jesus is can never capsize. He is in your boat. He is there with you. All you need to do, wake him up. All you need to do, tap him on the back and say, Lord, you are my God. Don't you care about my welfare. Don't you care about my pain. Don't you care about my expectation. Don't you care about my desire. When they woke him up that day, the story changed. The records started playing on the other side. As many as will wake Jesus up tonight, the story will change for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I said the story will change for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will have a new song to sing in the name of Jesus Christ. When they woke Jesus up and he rebuked the wind,
the disciples asked, "Who is this that even the wind obeyed him?" Which goes to show that they are waking him up that night was out of frustration. Not that they thought he was going to do anything. But when Jesus showed up, he will give you more than you bargain for. He will grant you more than you ask for. He will give you the assurance and the hope that you yearn for. And so as you wake him up tonight, something new will happen in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I said something new will happen in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. The master cares about you. He's waiting for your cry to him. The disciple calls the master when they face the storm. Do you know that he wants to be your Lord and Savior? Give him his proper place. He will take charge of your storm. Somebody say, "Jesus will take charge of my storm." I didn't hear you. Other, he said, "Jesus will take charge of my storm." It doesn't matter how tense it may be. Jesus will take charge of my storm. He will grant me breakthrough in this storm. His miracle will confound the enemies. He will make them to eat their word. He will change the situation in my favor. I will sing a new song. I don't want you to be making those positive confessions. I trust God to answer me. If he did it before, he can do it again. I know it is possible. I know my case is possible. I know my case is possible. I know he can change the situation. I know he can bring about the turnaround. He did it before, he can do it again. He caused a turnaround in the life of men, and the people sang new songs. He can make me to sing a new song. He can put a new song in my mouth. The song of joy and jubilation. The song of rejoicing and celebration. The song of accomplishment. Even in my body system, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, if there are things that are wrong therein, that is weighing me down and putting burden on my head, God has the solution. The spare part to my body is in his hand. He has never lacked spare parts. He doesn't finish in his warehouse. He has more than enough to take care of my need. Make those positive confessions. The spare parts to my body, he has them. His warehouse can never be exhausted. His warehouse can never be exhausted. His warehouse can never be exhausted. If he did it before, he can do it again. Here was that woman with the issue of blood. Blood was coming out of her body for 12 years. On the day she encountered Jesus, she made up her mind. She said to herself, "If I can touch the hem of his garment, my story will change." And when she did, she sang a new song. Jesus said, "Power has gone out of me on account of this woman." I pray for you. As you make this positive confession, there is a power from Jehovah that is entering into your body now. There is a power from Jehovah that is entering into your body now. You that is hearing the sound of my voice, wherever you are, that pain, 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 I command it to give way in the name of Jesus Christ. You that pain, I command you to lose your grip in the name of Jesus Christ. You that impossibility, we have a God who is a possibility specialist. His power will hit your life tonight and cause a turnaround in your situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Even though the world has said it is over, Jehovah is saying it is not yet over. Because I am God who can change the story. May he change your story tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. It is possible that men will have written something else. We have had instances
where doctors have said this case is beyond repair, this case is beyond solution, there is no hope anymore, it is all over. And when God decided to come into that situation, the situation changed. The same God will visit you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. It will cause a turnaround to take place in your life in the name of Jesus. For forces that are contending with your faith, Jude chapter 1 verse 3, forces that are contending with your faith, God is saying tonight, when I gave you all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was also needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Satan is not just joking in attacking you. It is your faith that is after. He wants you to lose your faith in God and make shipwreck of your Christianity. But that Satan will be disappointed in the name of Jesus Christ. I said that Satan will be disappointed in the name of Jesus Christ. When he thought he was going to frustrate you, God will disappoint him. That enemy we are going to deal with and get victory over tonight is what I call household enemy. Household enemy. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 34 to 37. Take note that I have come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, the daughter against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foe, a man's enemy shall be there of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. What this passage is talking about? When the Bible says, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace but this world. For I am come to send a man at variance against his father. What the Bible is saying, there are people whom you see as your family member, whom you take as your confidence, whom you share thoughts with. There are some who even come to you and seem to be sharing your concern. Wow, this situation, wow, we are praying for you. We believe God to act. And when they have left, they go to God and say, I don't be that idiot. And after you say, you go get frustrated for this family. They will come out and pretend to be your friend. They will come out and pretend to be speaking in your favor. But behind you, they are doing something else. Members of your house, members of your family. One of the greatest enemies that is difficult to deal with is enemy of your house. Those who are so close to you, those who are working with you, those who are connected to you, you think they are your brothers, you think they are your sisters, whereas they are wicked agents of the devil. They are dead in several families. But the Lord says, I should announce to somebody tonight, every household enemy that is warring against your destiny, that is standing against God's purpose in your life, that you will not get your peace of mind, that you will not get your bliss in life, Jesus will disappoint them in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, God will disappoint them in the name of Jesus Christ. People are fighting battle, various battles of life, because the battles are so tense and difficult, because the people who are launching those battles are members of their household. Members of their household. One of my uncle, he has a nickname. The nickname is Oboipewa. If you call him Oboipewa, I know Oboipewa. The people that are troubling you, you will not even go there and be telling them your peace. Tell them, wow, this is where I've gone to. I've gone to pray here. I've gone to see this doctor. I've gone to see this. Okay, that's okay. They will even recommend some for you. This woman can help you. This man can help you. You think they have genuine intention for you, whereas they are wicked souls. Wickedness of the highest height. But tonight,
Jehovah will disappoint them in the name of Jesus Christ.
I pray for a woman who got married. She was in the marriage for several years, no child. We're wondering, it was burning in the woman's heart. She came to us one day and I prayed with her. When I was praying, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw. And on the day of our wedding, the mother-in-law gave a gift to her. That gift that was given to her was used to exchange the children she would bear in life. Is it wrong to accept gifts on your wedding day? How did they people give gifts? As she was collecting the gift from the mother-in-law, all the children she will have in life get disconnected from her. And it is even the same mother-in-law who was troubling the husband. This your wife, when you know the grip bones, you know go look for another woman. You know go try somewhere else. Whereas she was the one who blocked the way of the daughter-in-law.
Every household enemy that is working against your destiny, that will say you can't manifest your destiny, you can't get peace of mind in your life, may Jehovah destroy them in the name of Jesus. May God disappoint them in the name of Jesus Christ.
The Lord has the final say about your life. Genesis chapter 22 verse 17. The word of the Lord says, that in blessing I will bless you. In multiplying I will multiply thy seed. As the stars of heaven and as the sand upon the seashore. Thy seed shall possess the gates of their enemies. When eventually this woman became pregnant, the same mother-in-law later confessed, say, I was the one that was working against her. When you see this woman with her baby, it will be a shame.
The enemy will make all of those who hate you, who want you to live a miserable life, they will be disappointed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Those who work against God's purpose in your life,
they will be disappointed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 6. For a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. God will take over this battle from you. I say he's going to take over this battle from you. He's going to fight for you. He's going to grant you success. He's going to grant you victory. You will see the goodness of God. Your mouth will testify. I say your mouth will testify. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to take this song and then we take our prayer points. And then I will give you some time to argue your case with God. That's why we are here. And for those of us who are at home, you are going to have some time to pray on your own. But I'm going to lead you through some prayer points right away that the Lord laid in my heart while I was preparing for this all night.
You are the Lord. You are the Lord.
You are the
Lord.
Are
you so sweet? You are the King
that
opens the door. You are the
Lord of my soul.
The Lord
of
my soul. And
what shall I render to you?
To you, my Father.
I will
not worship your name.
You are my God.
Yeah, you are the Lord.
You are my God.
You are the Lord. You are the
Lord. I am the
Lord. You are the King.
What shall I render to you, my Father? I will bow down and worship your name.
You are my God.
Father,
oh my God,
I am here in your presence tonight.
I am here in your presence tonight.
Because I know you are able to do it.
Because I know you are able to do it.
Tonight.
Every raging battle in my life.
Raging battle in my household. I've got a light of God in me. I've got a spirit. spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life, got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God. Oh, I've got the life, I've got the life of God in me. Got the life of God in me. I've got the spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God. I've got the life, I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God in me. The spirit of God that is in your life will grant you grace to overcome every raging battle in the name of Jesus Christ. Say with you, God my Father.
Oh God my Father.
I invite your presence tonight.
I invite your presence tonight.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Take over my battle.
Take over my battle.
I surrender to you.
I surrender unto you.
You are the only one.
You are the only one.
Who can fight for me.
Who can fight for me.
Take over my battle.
Take over my battle.
Every form of battle.
Every form of battle.
Both the ones I know.
Both the ones I know.
The ones I do not know.
The ones I do not know.
I hand over to you.
Take over my battle.
Fight for me.
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 Turn that into prayers. I begin to talk to your Father. Every raging battle. Every battle in my life. Both the ones I know and the ones I do not know. Every battle that is raging, God, fight for me, 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 fight for me. Fight for me, 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 Lord, fight for me. Rankala Daburunde, you are the mighty man in battle. Kuriasa Lamotele. You have never lost any battle before. And Bakuzu Dali Mosoto, you have done it in 10 battles, you can do it again. If you fought for the children of Israel, you can fight for me. You can fight for me. Take over the raging battle. Fight in my stead. Grant me victory. Grant me victory. Grant me victory. Fight my battle. Fight my battle, fight my battle, fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost arise and fight my battle.
Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost arise and fight my battle.
Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost arise and fight my battle.
Fight my battle. Fight my battle, Holy Ghost arise,
I'll
fight my battle.
Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost arise, I'll fight my battle.
Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost arise,
I'll
fight my battle.
Holy Ghost arise,
I'll fight my battle.
Holy Ghost arise,
I'll fight my battle.
I say.
I fight my battle.
Holy Ghost arise, I fight.
now. Against my progress in life.
Every power working against my progress in life.
That is saying I can't make it.
That is saying I can't make it.
That is saying I can't get to my promised land.
That is saying I can't get to my
place. That I cannot get to my place of fulfillment.
That I cannot get to my place of
fulfillment. As I open my mouth to pray.
As I open my mouth to pray.
I disconnect myself from such power. Every connection that connects me to you tonight, I disconnect myself. The word of God says, the Egyptian you see today, you will not see again. Every Egyptian plaguing my life, every Egyptian disturbing my progress, every Egyptian frustrating my plan, every Egyptian working against my success, by reason of prayer tonight, I overcome you. You Egyptian, you will die in your exile. 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 Lama zote ruka zote, alimbo to do ya kaputo sele. You will die in your exile. You will die in your exile. I overcome you. In Jesus' name we are praying. I can hear your amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we are praying. There is a place God has ordained for you. Satan knows that when you get there, you will become a celebrity. He does everything within his power to truncate it. When Jesus was born, the devil saw the star of Jesus and he arranged that Jesus be destroyed. When Moses was born, he was born at the time where the male children of Israel were being killed. The devil saw the star of Moses. He fought to ensure that Moses was destroyed. I pray for you tonight. Every power that is contending with your destiny, that is saying you can't make it, you can't get to your place of bliss, because you are here tonight, and because you are connected to us online, we decree and declare upon your life,
you overcome them in the name of Jesus.
Anyone who thought you are going to cry, I take your cry and I give it to them. You will cry your own cry in the name of Jesus. You who prepare cry for somebody else, I say you will cry your own cry in the name of Jesus. Emma built a gallows to destroy Mordecai. That gallows ended up destroying Emma. Every Eman in your life that is saying you will not have peace of mind, you will not fulfill your destiny, it will work against your soul, it will battle with your life, it will say evil things about you, it will give evil reports to your helpers, so that you will not get the desired help. As you chorus and holler amen, that Eman died from your life in the name of Jesus. I say that Eman died from your life in the name of Jesus. That Eman died from your life in the name of Jesus. The songwriter says, I shall not die, but live to declare the goodness of God. With your mouth you will testify. I say, with your mouth you will testify. They that plan death for you, you will attend their obituary. Those that plan death for you, you will attend their obituary.
Rekalamasata Bukazeria. If I be a servant of God, I decree it tonight. Those who thought you will die, they will die their own death in the name of Jesus Christ. They will die their own death in the name of Jesus.
The one who dig a pit will fall into Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8. Anyone who dig a pit will fall into it. Everyone who prepare a casket and they mention your name into that casket, I take that casket from you. I give it to them. Owner of evil will carry your load. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Every battle that is ordained to pollute and poison your life, I command that battle to backfire in the name of Jesus. Say with me, O God my Father. I can't hear you. Hala, I say, O God my Father.
Every battle
anointed to bring me down.
I command that battle to scatter.
Anything that will happen in my life.
Anything that will happen in my life.
That will make people to ask me.
That will make people to ask me.
Where is your God?
Where is your God?
I command that to die from my life.
I command that to die from my life.
Say with your God, my Father.
Oh God, my Father.
Every battle.
Every battle.
Ordained. From the kingdom of darkness.
From the kingdom of darkness.
Against my fruitfulness.
Against my fruitfulness.
I command that battle.
I command that battle.
Break on his fire in the name of Jesus.
Say with your God, my Father.
Oh God, my Father.
Arise.
Arise.
Deliver me from every yoke of inherited battle.
Deliver me from every yoke.
Deliver me from every yoke of inherited battle.
Deliver me from every yoke of inherited battle.
Say with your God, my Father.
Oh God, my Father.
Prison of darkness.
Prison of darkness.
I come out of you.
I come out of you.
You cannot hold me back.
You cannot hold me back.
I command you.
I command you.
Scatter.
Scatter.
Let me go.
Let me go.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the power of the God of Jacob.
By the power of the God of Jacob.
I win all my battles.
I win all my battles.
By fire.
By fire.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say with your God, my Father.
Oh God, my Father.
Every strong man.
Every strong man.
Attached to my personal battle.
Attached to my personal battle.
Oh, you strong man.
Oh,
Reinforcing battle
against
my life.
livelihood.
Every battle
against my means of livelihood.
Against my means of livelihood.
I command that battle to be scattered. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Everyone that ordained itself to walk against my progress.
To walk against my progress.
To walk against my success.
To walk against my success.
As I open my mouth to pray. I command you. Lose your grip from my life. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every killer of seed of greatness.
Every killer of seed of greatness.
Walking against my life. I command them. To die out of my life. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say with me, O God, my Father.
O God, my Father.
By the power. That separates the day from the night.
I separate myself.
From the world of life. By the power that separates.
The day from the night.
I separate myself. From sickness.
I separate myself.
From infirmity. I separate myself.
From backwardness.
I separate myself.
From failure.
I separate myself.
From destruction.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh God, my Father.
By the power.
I separate the day from the night.
I separate myself.
From sin and backwardness.
You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name.
We are running off. Now, all I want you to do is to holler amen. I want to make some prophetic declaration. Those who are here with us, and those who are watching back at home, if you can key in, there is power in the blood of Jesus. If you can key in by your amen, this decree and declaration will work in your life. And so all I need you to do is to say amen. Anyone that concerns you, allow your amen. Your amen is your signature that we use to collect your own. So just allow your amen as we round up tonight. Number one, the Lord says I should say to somebody, every wicked spirit that is operating a checkpoint in your life, that is monitoring your progress. When you are going out, they monitor you. When you are coming in, they monitor you. To truncate the plan and the purpose of God for your life, as you allow amen, you overcome them in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you overcome them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every battle that is ordained to empty you of your dream and vision in life. Battle that has been ordained to empty you of your dream and your vision in life. As you allow amen, you overcome that battle in the name of Jesus. The Lord says, as you say to someone, every throne of wickedness that is presiding over your case, every throne of wickedness that is presiding over your case, by your amen, that throne of wickedness tonight, it catch fire in the name of Jesus. There are some people, when you see them walk in the streets, in the realm of the spirit, there is a handcuff that handcuffs them. If you have seen somebody they handcuff, that person cannot run with ease. Handcuff restricts you. The Lord says I should say to somebody, every satanic handcuff that is fashioned against you by the enemy, as you allow amen, that handcuff is scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Of those praying for your death, you will live, and with your mouth, you will declare the words of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord says, I should announce to somebody, arise and shine.
Amen.
For your life as
well.
Arise and shine.
Amen.
For your life as well. Arise and shine.
Amen.
For your life has come.
Amen.
A cutting man or a woman that is inventing new battles against you. When you overcome one battle, they will invent another one. When you are passing through this road, they will block you. You pass through another road, they come to block you. The Lord says, I should announce to you this morning that a cutting man and woman that has been inventing those battles against you, God will disconnect them from you in the name of Jesus. Every battle that has been ordained against you from your mother's womb, that has been working against you, even before you were born, that has said you can't get to your destination, today, God grants you the grace to win that battle in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Lord says I should announce to somebody here, the story of your life will not end in tragedy.
Yeah.
You didn't hear me. I said the story of your life will not end in tragedy.
Yeah.
The Lord will manifest your victory in your life in the name of Jesus. Every seed of tragedy that has been growing up in your life, from today, I command that seed to wither family that has become an agent of Satan, that has been working to fragment and scatter your destiny. That agent of darkness, if he doesn't repent, the wrath of God will fall upon that agent in the name of Jesus Christ. The rod of darkness shall not rest upon your Lord.
Amen.
The Lord will multiply your rod against the enemy sevenfold in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every battle that is ordained in dream to double cross and block your blessings, as you holler amen, you overcome it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every satanic animal that is programmed into your destiny to fight you, in your dream you will be fighting with animal. That animal, I command it to die tonight in the name of Jesus. Every dead person that is waging war against you in your dream. In your dream, and you will see dead people fighting with you. From today, go. I disconnect them from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. They will not see you again, and you will never see them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every being of your grandfather or grandmother that is walking or speaking against your victory, as your pastor, I cancel them by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your seed will manifest.
Amen.
I say your seed will manifest.
Amen.
I say your seed will manifest.
Amen.
Spiritual rope that is fashioned against you to tie you down so that you will not be able to make progress in life. That rope catch fire tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said that rope catch fire in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every battle that has been ordained to reverse your victory, the victory God has given to you, they will come and they reverse it. That power is removed from your life tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will arise in your side.
Amen.
He has given you victory.
Amen.
And that victory will remain forever.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. Amen.
Nothing will remove you from your place of destiny.
Amen.
As you allow amen to that, the Lord says, I should announce to you, there is somebody, whether you are watching me online or you are here in church, I do not know. But the Lord says, I should announce to you, He is raising a destiny helper for you.
Amen.
Someone who will help you to fulfill your destiny.
Amen.
I pray a prayer of divine location tonight in the name of Jesus. Every battle that has removed your name from the mind of your destiny helpers, that has made them to forget you, the God of remembrance will bring your thought to your heart tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Every battle that is out to stop the manifestation of God's power in your life, I command that battle to expire in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord says, I should announce to somebody, all our victory is yours in the name of Jesus. All our victory is yours in the name of Jesus. The programs of witches and wizards, they are destroyed from your life in the name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost has destroyed their works from your life in the name of Jesus. You will never suffer defeat again in the name of Jesus. You are a winner.
Amen.
I see you inviting people for Thanksgiving.
Amen.
I see people joining you for Thanksgiving.
Amen.
I see people celebrating with you.
Amen.
I see people telling you congratulations.
Amen.
I see people telling you you are lucky.
Amen.
I see people telling you you are lucky.
Amen.
I see people telling you I celebrate you.
Amen.
I celebrate you.
Amen.
I rejoice with you.
Amen.
Give you congratulations. God has done it for you. He has given us victory. victory. He has given me joy
in my heart.
I will praise Him
forevermore. He has given me joy in my heart. I will praise Him forevermore.
Hallelujah.
He has given us joy in my heart. We will praise Him. He has given us joy in our hearts. We will praise Him forevermore.
He
has given me joy in my heart.
I will praise Him
forevermore. He has given me joy in my heart. I will praise Him forevermore.
Before we wrap up, if you have anything you want to argue with God about tonight, if you have a concern in your heart, whether you are here in church or you are watching back at home, you have a body you want to lay in his, unto His altar that we may not have mentioned in the course of our prayer, spend these few minutes settling it with Him. That's why you have remained awake up till this time, up till this moment. Just go to God. Tell Him about that matter. What you want to settle with Him. If you have anybody, any case that is bothering you in your heart that we have not mentioned, go to Him. Settle it with Him. Talk to Him. He is here. I feel His presence. He is listening to you right now. Talk to Him about that thing that is a burden in your heart. That thing that is a load in your heart. That thing that is giving you heartbreak. That is giving you worry. That is giving you concern. That you want to place at His altar. Tonight, God is here. He is listening to you. Talk to Him about it. Lay it at His feet. Anna came to Shiloh. She knelt before the altar of God. She told God her concerns. That same year, the Lord rewarded Anna. You are going to carry your Samuel. You will carry your Samuel. If you can tell Him, if you can mention it to Him, if you can hand it over to Him, you will carry your Samuel. He is not a man that you will lie. If you have said it, He will bring it to pass. Is there any promise God made to you that has been lingering, that you have not been able to receive? Is there any concern that you have that is bothering your heart that God has not done? Or God, it doesn't seem to have been done. Come to Him. Lay it at His feet. Hand over the matter to Him. He is right here. He is listening to you. He is standing by you. You don't need to tell it to me. Tell it to Him. He is your God. He is your Maker. He is your shield. He is your Father. He says it in His word. My glory I will not share with any man. My praise will not be given to idol. If I said it, I will do it. My word that has come from my mouth will not return to me void. It will accomplish the purpose for which I have sent it. That's what the word of God says. Mention that case to Him. Mention that matter to Him. John chapter 14, verse 14. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. That's the word of God. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Ask in His name. This glorious morning of the last Friday of March, this glorious morning, this early morning of Saturday, the last Saturday of the month of March, hand over that matter to Him.
Give it to him. Give it to him. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7. Ask, it will be given. Knock, it will be open. The one who seek will find. Come and ask him. He is right there with you. He is listening to you right now. He is listening to you. John chapter 14, verse 14. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. That's what the word of God says. If you have said it, he will do it. He is not a man that he will lie. He honors his word more than his name. That's his promise. He is right here to do it. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55, verse 11. My word that has come out of my mouth will not return to me void. It will accomplish the purpose for which I have sent it. If God has said it, he will do it. Tell it to him right now. He is by your side. He is in the house. I feel his presence. I feel his presence. Make sure that case to him. Hand over that matter to him. Job said, I will argue my case with God. And when he did, the latter days of Job were better than the former. Mention that matter to him. Lay it at his feet. Lay it at the master's feet. Hand over. Hand over. One thing I know about God, when you hand over to him, it is over. When you hand over to him, it is over. If you can hand over to him, it will be over. If you hand over to him, it will be over. Just hand over to him and see it being over. He is right here to do it. 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 If only you can mention it to him, he will. He doesn't fail. He doesn't fail. He doesn't fail. He doesn't fail. Psalm 50 verse 15. Psalm 50 verse 15. Call upon me in the days of trouble. I will deliver you. You will glorify me. That's the word of God. Call upon him. Call upon him. Call upon him. What kind of deliverance are you yearning for? What kind of victory are you desiring? What kind of breakthrough are you looking for? Do you want to carry your Isaac? He can do it. He can do it. His promise may tarry, but it will surely come to pass. Psalm 30, verse 5. Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping tarries for a night. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping may tarry for a night. Joy comes in the morning. He is the giver of joy. He is the one who lifts the head of man. He is the lifter of our head. He is the lifter of our head. He is able to lift your head like the horn of unicorn. Oh yes. He is the one who removes reproach. He removes disgrace. He removes embarrassment. Makele Rugo Zoya. That's what he is known for. Mention it to him. Mention it to him. Hand over that matter to him. This first hour of the night is very important. This first hour of the morning, the first hour of the morning, very important. That's why you are here. That's why you are still awake. That's why you have not slept. This first hour of the morning is important. I see heaven's angel all over the place taking supplication to the Father. I see angels going around collecting supplication to the Father. I see angels, ministering angels,
attending to cases. Rakaladabaron de Geru, Ipakasoto Lingabrado, Idele Musolo, Gatubri Galera, Elika Padode, Rekesuna Gode. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I welcome you, I welcome you. I welcome you, I welcome you. Thank you for coming to do that which only you can do. Thank you for coming to do that which only you can do. According to the blue, the lila rakoso, Ibrado balakodo, riseku parada, italabude. Nelia Gozoya is listening to you. He is by your side. The angel of his presence is standing by you right now. This is a serious hour. An hour you need to meet business with your God. Spend this moment with him. Don't be tired of it. Don't be tired of it. Mention them as many as they may be that are your outcry and your yearning, that are your desire and your expectation. Just mention them to him. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Oh yes, you will never share your glory with anybody. Kalege Brumo Dara Kasada. Oh yes, that is your name. Oh, you will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anybody. Oh yes, Almighty God, that is your name. This cry you are crying tonight is the last cry you will cry. Yes, this is the last cry, because this cry will lead unto joy. This cry that you have cried to your Father tonight will bring joy into your life. I see someone crying as if he or she was praying. And the Lord says, I should tell that person, your tears are over. The days of your tears are over. I am God who rewards. I am God who rewards. And I have come with my reward to give to you lavishly. I have come with my reward to give to you lavishly. This hour you have spent with me is not in vain. I have listened to your case. I have listened to your cry. I have come to aid you. I have come to help you. I have come to assist you. I have come to grant you your request. I have come to grant you your desire. I have come to grant you your expectation. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for confirming your word. Thank you for doing it. Because this March 2021 will be remembered for good. It will be remembered for good. It will be remembered for good. Kaleke tukupra. Etabulu de remu sotu la ke de rigabro. Yele geze de ruta mado le ke tebru bagazoria telemu. Ekuria bagazo tikale bagon tokere. Itabado de re suria telemusa.
Ibradukuzoro katele ni brugazo tekola temoda la blu. Adiria kusolo de inkatule bogozu. That's it. 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 Thank you, our Father. Take all the glory. Take all the honor for confirming your word, for perfecting all that concerns your people, for not allowing this night to go in vain, for intervening in the affairs of your children. Enjoy my faith with your faith to decree and declare every pronouncement and decree they made on this altar, both here in church and their various homes, by the power of agreement, I bring their miracles to bear in the name of Jesus Christ. I deliver solution into their hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them reason to rejoice in your presence. Give them reason to appreciate you. The next person to come with thanksgiving will be these your children. They will come before you with a heart of gratitude, celebrating your faithfulness and your goodness in their lives. Confirm your word, our Father. Join my faith with your faith wherever you are. I decree and declare that these 2 hours you have spent with the Lord will not go unrewarded in the name of Jesus Christ. That these hours you have spent with Jehovah in praise and in prayers, you will get results in the name of Jesus Christ. That this hour you have spent with the Lord in prayers, the cry you have cried to Him tonight will be your last cry for that matter in the name of Jesus Christ. The next thing that will come to you shall be celebration. People will join you to appreciate God, because your testimony will become a prayer point to somebody else. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I cover everyone that is under the influence of my voice right now with the blood of Jesus. I connect with you by faith and decree and declare the manifestation of God's purpose and power in your life. Go and celebrate your victory. Go and celebrate your victory. Go and celebrate your success. Go and celebrate your testimony. Go and celebrate your rejoicing in the name of Jesus Christ. The next telephone call you will get will bring joy and gladness to you. The next visit you will make to your physician will make you jump for joy, because the story has changed for good. So shall it be. So shall it be. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and the name of God the Holy Spirit. He has given me joy in my heart. I will praise Him forevermore. He has given me joy in my heart. I will praise Him forevermore. Hallelujah. He has given me joy in my heart. I will praise Him forevermore. He has given me joy in my heart. I will praise Him forevermore. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
And the joy He has given you tonight, you will celebrate it.
Amen.
You will have tangible testimony to share.
Amen.
Your mouth will declare the goodness of God.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let me hear amen 7 times.
Amen.
2.
Amen.
4.
Amen.
5.
Amen.
6.
Amen.
And 7.
Amen.
Shall we share the grace together? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Another amen in his presence.
Amen.
I congratulate you for being part of this first quarterly all night. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Lord is out to do in the life of those who trust him. I thank you for being part of this glorious experience and encounter tonight. I sense in my spirit with full conviction that you are communed with your Father. It is not how far, it is how well. And you will come to share your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. But the fact that you deny yourself of sleep up till 1 a.m. on Saturday morning, you will see the result.
Amen.
I say you will see the result.
Amen.
You will see the result.
Amen.
You will celebrate the result.
Amen.
You will share in the joy of the result.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
For those of us who will be able to go home, that's fine. You are living within the premises. But if you are not within the premises, you are in your Father's house. Find a place for yourself and just relax until morning before you go. For those who connected with us online, I congratulate you because God has also connected with you. And every prayer we have offered from this altar today will work for you as well.
Amen.
The Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.